According to Israeli daily Haaretz, an Israeli army officer revealed to a Knesset committee that military fire zones are used to force out and diminish the Palestinian population from most parts of Area C in the occupied West Bank.
For the first time, the occupation army admits that they carry out military exercises in areas classified as C, such as the Jordan Valley and Hebron al-Khalil, to expel Palestinians from these areas, which make up 60% of the West Bank.
Other than military trainings in the Palestinian areas in which Israeli forces expel the Palestinian population out of their villages for days at a time, a sharp rise has been reported in Israeli demolitions of Palestinian homes and structures in Area C.
Yesterday, in fact, not 2 days ago, they attacked a whole community called Abu Ajaj in the Jiflik, and they destroyed the community totally, leaving the people without anything, without any shelters, without anything to hide under except the trees that they remain for them.
The involvement of international organizations and foreign countries in delivering tents and other humanitarian aid to homeless Palestinians in Area C after the Israeli demolitions of their homes was also discussed in the meeting.
Yesterday, they attacked a whole community called Abu Ajaj in the Jiflik and destroyed the community, leaving the people without anything, without any shelter, without anything to hide under except the trees.
During the meeting, Israeli Colonel Enav Shalev stated that because of Tel Aviv's confiscation policy, the Red Cross had decided to stop providing tents to shepherd communities whose huts and barns were destroyed.
When they even withdraw because they are the Israelis confiscate the things that they donate to the people, I think this is just like in a very negative position. The international organizations must stand strongly and say their opinion, and they ask the international community and the United Nations to move immediately to stop these crimes. This is supposed to be one of their main mandates here.
Transfer and forced displacement of Palestinians from their lands is considered illegal under international law and international humanitarian law.
According to the Haaretz report, some 6,200 Palestinians in 38 communities live in what Tel Aviv has designated as live fire areas, most of which have been in existence before Israel's occupation of the West Bank in 1967. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Ramallah.